Hurricane Lane only recently departed the Hawaiian Islands, but other storms, Hurricane Norman and Olivia, are moving our way. The Conversation producer, Ryan Finnerty, takes a closer look at how storms stand to disrupt all-important ocean shipping industry here in Hawaii. He spoke with Brad Dechter, president of the freight company Dependable Hawaiian Express, as Hurricane Lane moved through the islands.
Normally, they want the ships out to sea where the waves are higher during a storm, but they can't hit anything. And that keeps the crew safer, and that keeps the assets on the shore safer. So they take the boats out to sea, the vessels out to sea, so that they're basically, as long as they're seaworthy and they can beat the waves, so to speak, they're better off at sea. They can't hurt anything.
And so, Brad, what kind of conditions are these ships designed to handle? You mentioned that some of them are being sent out to sea fully loaded with containers. How safe is it for those ships and the cargo and the crew that are out there?
Honestly, I'm not an expert on this, but the Coast Guard and Matson have been doing this for 100 years. Peixia or whoever Matson's previous rivals were had a long track record. I think that they all agree they're safer out at sea. Now, I know that the waves, they were talking about 42-foot waves out there, and these vessels can absolutely handle those size waves. You know, they've got built-in stabilizers. They've got ways of stabilizing the vessel so that when the waves come, the vessel can handle it. And, of course, depending on which way the waves come, the vessels position themselves so they're not broadsided.
And this is a pretty regular occurrence, I would think, for people in your line of work. Storms happen all year long, depending on which hemisphere you look at. Is this just a matter of routine business?
Well, I wouldn't call it routine. There's nothing routine about a hurricane or a typhoon. You know, when we ship into Guam and Guam gets more than their fair share of typhoons, and we have to deal with that a lot more than we do in Hawaii. They just seem to be right in the path in a lot of cases. And we also deal with typhoons that go into China and Hong Kong and we never get used to it. You can never get used to something that you don't know what the impact's going to be. Typhoons and hurricanes are never business as usual. They're something you don't want. So, you know, people tend to not think about all the negatives. So it's something they keep out of their mind until they're sort of forced to deal with.
And typically, how long is the disruption to business before you get back to normal operating conditions around a storm like this, assuming there's not a devastation at the port?
Okay, well, I don't want to use Aniki as an example because the island of Kauai was really devastated. And you've seen what happened down in Puerto Rico. I mean, it's been a year and they're still not up to snuff. But based on the storms we've had in Hawaii in the past, other than Aniki, where the threat was there and businesses were closed, etc., it's normally a 2-day to 3-day delay.
And Brad, should there be a serious impact such as what happened during Hurricane Aniki, do companies like yours get used in the relief effort to resupply a place like Hawaii that where you can't truck in things or bring them in on rail or they need to come by ship? How does the recovery process affect your business?
Well, it really depends. I know that in many instances, FEMA gets involved and they sort of direct how it goes, and they will work directly with the ocean carriers like Peixia and Matson. And we've done some charitable work in the past where we've loaded containers with supplies, etc., at no charge, and we've worked with Matson to ship them to charitable organizations that are viable 501c3s. But you know, each one of those is a separate incident where you have to go to Matson and get their approval. So we've done some things like that in the past. I'm not trying to toot our horn under the circumstances, but we do provide, like we're chartering half an airplane going into Honolulu I believe, in about 3 or 4 days. So, of course, if we could, we would fill the other half. And I don't want to profit from anybody's misfortune. Okay, that's not, if we never had a disaster, I'd be the happiest guy on the face of the earth. They bring problems.
And so you will switch to the more expensive air option if necessary, if seagoing is not available?
Yeah, well, even if seagoing is available, some supplies need to be shipped immediately. I'm trying to think of when it was, but there was a run on generators in Hawaii way back, a few years back, and we ended up air freighting for a hardware company a lot of generators because they were needed on island then. There are some things you can't wait for. So, of course, what you do is you use the method of transportation that's available that suits your requirements.
And, Brad, you mentioned just a minute ago that you don't have any interest in profiting off a disaster. In Hawaii, as in many other states, there's laws against price gouging during a state of emergency. But you also mentioned that you may have to use a more expensive option to get supplies in, like air cargo. How does the fact that a business, a retailer that's selling generators, to use your example, they're now having to pay more to get to rush their product in, but they're having to charge the normal price. Does that influence retailers' decision on whether or not to bring in new products as quickly as possible?
I've never seen a retailer that was more concerned about at least in Hawaii, that was more concerned about recovering their costs than they were about taking care of members of the community. Remember, we all live in Hawaii. I don't, but my people live in Hawaii. We work in Hawaii. We're members of the community. We consider ourselves Ohana. So, of course, we don't want to be in a position where anybody ever accuses us of price gouging, and neither do the retailers. They all live on island, too. So in all my dealings with most of the retail people I've ever dealt with, and I deal with a lot, I'm not aware of anybody ever saying to me, you know, I'm going to have to increase my prices to recover costs. It's an emergency. You get it done. Everybody works for a little less. You pull together as a community. You try to get the job done.
That was Brad Dechter talking to the Conversation's Ryan Finnerty about how the shipping industry deals with weather disruptions during hurricane season. According to the Central Pacific Hurricane Center, Hurricane Norman is a Category 3 hurricane, 480 miles east of Hilo. It's currently predicted to pass northeast of the Hawaiian Islands tomorrow.